The illumination process is the core healing practice that we teach our students. And it consists of clearing imprints from the luminous energy field that predispose us to physical and emotional disease, and overwriting those imprints with light. I had a client that I saw a few weeks ago that had a dark imprint over her heart. And I asked her, is there a history of heart disease in your family? And her grandmother had died of heart disease on her mother's side, and her grandfather on her father's side had also suffered from heart disease. She had an imprint that had begun to coalesce over the organ that it affected, but it still hadn't sunk roots into that organ. So it wasn't expressing itself physically yet. When she went in for her annual physical exam, her doctor said her heart was fine. Cholesterol was great. Blood pressure, fantastic. But 5 years from now, 10 years from now, as a result of stress or crisis, that imprint could be activated and very rapidly sink roots into the organ that it has an affinity for and express itself as a somatic condition, informing the body and leading to a very quick onset of a heart or a breast condition. The illumination process allows us to find those imprints, drain the energy around the imprint, and then overwrite it, erase it, overwrite it with light. Imprints are like an icon in your computer desktop that sits pretty innocuously on the side of the screen until you double-click on it. When you double-click on it, it takes over the entire screen. It hijacks our central nervous system, and it puts us in this roller coaster and spits us out 2 years later, or two children later, or a marriage later, or a heart condition later. So it's best to clear an imprint before it has taken over the screen while it's still dormant. When it's become activated, you are in crisis. And at that point, it's a lot harder to intervene. It's feasible, it's possible, and we do it all the time, but it's a lot more difficult. And we teach our students to track these imprints in their sleeping state and to clear them so that we're not having to be putting out fires at the same time. An imprint is a program, it's a subroutine that dumps its information through a chakra, through the funnel of a chakra, and directly into our central nervous system, hijacking our central nervous system and setting off a disease process. The problem is that an imprint is stored holographically within the luminous energy field. You cannot track it to the liver or to the kidneys unless it's already begun to manifest, to express itself. It's stored holographically throughout the field in the same way that a hologram contains information about an image or a photograph in every area of the hologram. So it's very difficult to track it directly. Just like if you come over to my home and I want to show you a poem that I've been working on, that's on my computer, I'll pull it up on the screen. I don't go to the hard drive with a screwdriver saying, come, I want to show you this poem. I'll bring it up on the screen. The screen that we bring it up on and that we access an imprint through are the chakras. The chakras give us access to the luminous energy field. It's a two-way portal in which information can come into the central nervous system or through which we can have access to the information fields that surround the physical body.